Chapter 1. Introduction to Artificial Intelligence. In this chapter, you'll find an overview of artificial intelligence from a non-technical point of view. We'll cover some basic definitions of AI, reasons why it is so important right now, its role in our lives, and several other related topics. I'll also share some of the reasons why I've become so fascinated with AI. I'll also discuss some of the methods that you can use to introduce AI into your own personal and professional life, and provide basic guidelines for creating AI-based products and services. More in-depth information on ways to apply AI will be covered in Chapter 8, which talks about some of the companies that are currently involved in AI development. This chapter was designed to ignite your curiosity and share some ideas for implementation. While it is not meant to be an all-encompassing source of information on artificial intelligence, I hope that the valuable resources you find here will inspire you to delve deeper into the world of artificial intelligence and its applications. At the end of this chapter, you will also find a comprehensive list of current leaders and experts in the field of artificial intelligence. These innovators and futurists were a large source of my inspiration for the writing of this book, and I highly recommend learning more about their views and accomplishments. Question number 1. What exactly is artificial intelligence? If someone asked you what your definition of AI or artificial intelligence was, what would you say? Artificial intelligence is a complex topic. For that reason, there are several definitions that you might encounter. Here is one of the most accurate ones by Google. The theory and development of computer systems able to perform tasks normally requiring human intelligence, such as visual perception, speech recognition, decision-making, and translation between languages. In my own seminars, I try to keep things simple, defining AI as using computers to do things that normally require human intelligence. For a more detailed and complete definition, however, I personally like this one from the online publication Quartz. Artificial intelligence is software or a computer program with a mechanism to learn. It then uses that knowledge to make a decision in a new situation as humans do. The researchers building the software try to write code that can read images, text, video, or audio, and learn something from it. Once a machine has learned, that knowledge can be put to use elsewhere. In other words, we might say that AI is the ability of machines to use algorithms to learn from data and use what has been learned to make decisions like a human would. Unlike humans, though, AI-powered machines don't need to take breaks or rest, and they can analyze massive volumes of information all at once. The ratio of errors is also significantly lower for machines that perform the same tasks as their human counterparts. This book aims to provide examples of the ways that the development and adaptation of artificial intelligence will open up new opportunities and challenges to both the business world and society as a whole. For this reason, you won't find a lot of detailed explanations of the technical aspects of AI here. However, at the end of this section, you can find a list of resources that you can consult if you'd like to dive deeper into the technical world of artificial intelligence. The idea that computers or software programs can both learn and make decisions is particularly significant and something that we should be aware of, as their processes are growing exponentially over time. Because of these two skills, AI systems can now accomplish many of the tasks that were once reserved for humans. AI-based technologies are already being used to help humans benefit from significant improvements and increased efficiency in nearly every area of life. As the development of AI continues to grow, it will change the ways we live and work more and more. Another benefit of AI is that it allows machines and robots to perform tasks that humans consider to be difficult, boring, or dangerous. In turn, this will enable humankind to do things that were once thought impossible. One drawback to AI technologies is that machines will also be able to perform many tasks that currently require a human touch, which will significantly disrupt the labor market. AI also has the potential to cause political power struggles. We'll cover both of these topics in other sections of this book. AI can be applied to just about every situation and offers the possibility of transforming our experiences, making things better and more effective. Here are just a few of the fast-growing technical applications for AI that are currently in place. 1. Static image recognition, classification, and tagging. These tools are helpful in a wide array of industries. 2. Algorithmic trading strategy performance improvements. This has already been implemented in various ways in the financial sector. 3. Efficient, scalable processing of patient data. This helps to make patient care more effective and efficient. 4. Predictive maintenance. This is yet another tool that is widely applicable to different industries. 5. Object detection and classification. This can be seen in the self-driving car industry, but has potential for use in many other sectors as well. 6. Content distribution on social media. This is primarily a marketing tool used with social media, but can also be used to raise awareness for nonprofit organizations or to quickly spread information as a public service. And finally, 7. Protection from cybersecurity threats. This is an important tool for banks and systems that send and receive payments online. While some of the previous examples are a little more technical, it is clear to see that AI will give us the potential to better see, hear, and understand the world around us. Because this was once a uniquely human characteristic, AI will open up a whole new world of possibilities. AI will be able to make our lives easier by offering suggestions and predictions relating to important questions in our lives, impacting areas like our health, well-being, education, work, and how we interact with others. It will also transform the way we do business by providing competitive advantages to the companies that seek to understand and apply these tools quickly and effectively. Sometimes the term artificial intelligence can tend to scare people off. One top AI expert, Sebastian Thrun, thinks it would be better to call it data science, a less intimidating term which would probably lead to increased public acceptance. Machine learning. Machine learning is one of the primary approaches to artificial intelligence. In short, machine learning is an aspect of computer science in which computers or machines have the ability to learn without being explicitly programmed. A typical result would be suggestions or predictions in a particular situation. Consider the first personal computers that became available to consumers in the 1980s. These machines were explicitly programmed to be able to do certain things. In contrast, thanks to machine learning, many technical devices that you'll use in the future will gain experience and insight from the way they were used to be able to offer a personalized user experience for each individual. Already, basic examples of this include the personalization you see in social media sites like Facebook or in Google search engine results. Machine learning uses algorithms to learn from data patterns. For example, email spam filters use machine learning to detect which emails are spam and then separate those from legitimate emails. This is a simple example of how algorithms can be used to learn from data patterns, and the knowledge required can be used to make decisions. Figure 1.4, which you can find on the PDF that you can download at lasseroihannan.com/PDF, showcases three subsets of machine learning that can be used: supervised learning, unsupervised learning, and reinforcement learning. In supervised learning, algorithms use data that has already been labeled or organized. With this method, human input is required to be able to provide feedback. Unsupervised learning implements algorithms in which data is not labeled or organized ahead of time. Instead, relationships must be discovered without human intervention. Lastly, with reinforcement learning, algorithms are able to learn from experience. They are not given explicit goals, except to maximize some reward. Deep learning. One of the most powerful and fastest-growing applications of artificial intelligence is deep learning, which is a subfield of machine learning. Deep learning is being used to solve problems which were previously considered too complex, and normally involve huge amounts of data. Deep learning occurs through the use of neural networks, which are layered to recognize complex relationships and patterns in data. The application of deep learning requires a huge data set and powerful computational power in order to work. Deep learning is currently being used in speech recognition, natural language processing, computer vision, and vehicle identification for driver assistance. One example of this can be seen in the translations being done at Facebook. Recently, Facebook revealed that, thanks to deep learning, they are able to make about 4.5 billion translations every day. These tend to be short translations for things like status updates posted by people to their Facebook profiles. Facebook AI tools are able to translate these messages automatically into different languages. It would be incredibly expensive and require a huge team of people to offer the same translations without deep learning. In order to better understand the technical sides of deep learning and its applications, I recommend the online course taught by Andrew Ng, a top expert in the field of deep learning. This course can be found at deeplearning.ai. That's deeplearning.ai. You can also check out deeplearningbook.org to learn more. That's deeplearningbook.org. I also recommend taking at least one of the online courses related to artificial intelligence and machine learning that are available at udacity.com, udacity.com, or edx.org. That's edx.org. For the sake of simplicity, in this book, I mainly use the term artificial intelligence, although many times I might technically mean deep learning or machine learning. Keep in mind that artificial intelligence is often used in a more general sense throughout the book. Artificial intelligence technologies and applications have started to become a leading topic in the news. Unfortunately, there are a lot of misleading stories and articles that have generated widespread confusion among the general public. One of the best and most trustworthy sources of up-to-date AI-related news is the AI Index. This comprehensive website presents a wide array of reliable information about AI, including the latest trends and insights from leading AI experts like Sebastian Thrun, Eric Brynjolfsson, Kai-Fu Lee, and Andrew Ng. This website can be found at aiindex.org. That's aiindex.org. Question 2. Will artificial intelligence be able to see, hear, and understand? To better understand the huge impact that AI will have on our lives, it is helpful to know that AI technologies now have the ability to see, computer vision, hear, speech recognition, and understand, natural language processing, more than ever before. Figure 1.5 showcases this concept well. You can see that image in the PDF that you can download at lasserohiainen.com/PDF. AI scientists are achieving amazing new advances in each of these three fields. For example, Google has announced that it has developed computer vision technology that can add the appropriate colors to photographs and videos that were originally in black and white. Google has also developed speech recognition technology that can hear and understand speech almost as well as humans can, with a 95% accuracy rate for English. Another incredible accomplishment in the field of computer vision is that scientists at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, also called MIT, have managed to develop AI that can see through walls by using radio frequency waves. In the near future, we will read about similar achievements in these three technologies. We can be sure that the help AI will offer to humans will be immeasurable when it is able to see, hear, and understand perfectly. While all three of these sensing capabilities will be important, computer vision may be the most significant, as it offers the most beneficial use for things like self-driving cars, facial recognition, drones, and robotics. My own prediction is that in the future, computer vision will be used just about everywhere, including in almost every device in your home. For example, your refrigerator will use computer vision to see which items are missing so it can place the orders to replace them on its own. Also, most buildings will use computer vision for safety reasons, thereby eliminating the need for security guards. Computer vision will also be used in supermarkets and other retail stores, utilizing facial recognition technology to analyze your emotions based on your facial expressions, and use that information to suggest products for you to purchase. Consider your own work for a moment. How could the application of one or more of these three AI technologies, computer vision, speech recognition, and natural language processing, help you to perform your work more efficiently? Question number 3. What makes artificial intelligence so important right now? What is it exactly that makes artificial intelligence such an essential and special technology right now? Artificial intelligence and deep learning expert Andrew Ng probably said it best when he described artificial intelligence as the new electricity. In saying this, he demonstrated his belief that AI will soon power most of our activities in society and business, drastically changing the ways we work and live. I personally believe that learning how AI works and understanding its implications for our lives is at least as important as learning to read and write. In other words, I recognize that we are now beginning to live in an era of AI, so it's important to learn as much as we can about it early on. While there are many reasons to prioritize learning about AI, here are 9 that I believe are most important. 1. Speed of AI implementation. New AI technologies are being introduced at an incredibly fast pace, and it can be difficult to keep up. At this point in time, only a handful of people truly understand all of the implications these quickly evolving technologies will have for our world. Obviously, these rapid changes will generate a number of challenges, as we'll cover in later chapters of the book. 2. Potential impacts on society. It's hard to imagine the sheer number of things that AI will be able to improve, transform, or create as we begin to apply it to so many different areas of life. 3. Prioritizing of AI by every large tech company. Even Google, a company that used to say that mobile was its first priority, has shifted its focus toward AI. Nearly every tech company is heavily investing in AI research and development, which clearly demonstrates the importance that AI holds for businesses in general. 4. Shortage of knowledgeable workers. Because AI is growing so rapidly, there is a great need for more data scientists, machine learning experts, and other technical professionals who can build out AI solutions and services. There is also a shortage of other professionals, such as teachers and consultants, to help to explain the implications of the growth of AI, which will in turn help businesses and individuals adapt to the new realities. 5. Competitive advantages for companies who first apply AI correctly. Both big and small companies can apply AI, and those who do it first, and correctly, will enjoy stunning competitive advantages. 6. Legal implications worldwide. In almost every country, laws and regulations will need to be reviewed and updated to incorporate the new trends of the AI era. There is also a demand for information on the ways that societies can benefit by applying AI to various fields like healthcare and transportation. 7. Ethical development. As we prepare for the growth of AI, we need to push companies to develop new technologies ethically and responsibly to better serve humanity and improve standards of living around the world. While this is easier said than done, these types of policies really need to be implemented sooner rather than later as AI continues to develop. 8. Communication of advantages and opportunities. People who work for tech companies tend to offer the most positive outlook on the future opportunities that will be afforded by AI. However, outside of that sector, people often have negative impressions about AI tools due to a lack of understanding. Sharing information about the benefits offered by AI will be an important factor in helping people to feel comfortable with adopting these new technologies. In the future, the most productive members of society will work together with AI, forming robot-to-human partnerships, making their endeavors much more efficient. It is important to share knowledge with everyone on how this can be done properly. And finally, 9, collaboration between private and public sectors. Research and development of AI should not only be taking place in large tech companies. Instead, there needs to be strong and open collaboration internationally, as well as between companies of all sizes and between the public and private sectors. These are just a few of the reasons why everyone should begin seeking out more information about AI technologies. At the end of this book, you'll find a set of 20 questions and answers that cover a number of topics related to those listed above. I hope that as you listen to the topics covered in this book, you will not only become more interested in AI, but will also be challenged to speak more openly and often about it, and perhaps even begin to work with new AI tools for yourself. Question number 4. Is data the new oil? As you think about artificial intelligence, you may ask questions like, why is AI so important? Why are so many large tech companies focusing their efforts on developing and applying AI tools? From a development standpoint, one obvious reason for the growth of AI is that computer processing power has become exponentially better, which in turn allows computers to process more complex algorithms. These are the same kinds of advanced algorithms that power AI. Data is the other important element that has propelled the development of AI. In the most basic terms, without data, it would be nearly impossible to create AI products and applications. One well-known saying often heard in the tech community is that data is the new oil. Today, the world's most valuable companies are often the ones that have access to the largest quantities of data. It is not only the volume of the data that is important in business, but the quality as well. Personally, though, I would argue that data is even better than oil. In the years when oil was one of the most valuable commodities in the world, only a few companies were able to reap the benefits from it. Today, however, when almost anyone can learn the basics of AI and machine learning and use these skills to create valuable tools, and it is so easy to access free data sources online, everyone can benefit from the value of data. Access to data. In the modern world, we have an abundance of data that can be used. In contrast, 30 years ago, there was not nearly as much data about healthcare, traffic, finance, and other important industries and topics, so it was impossible to create AI-based solutions for basic problems in these areas. Using the same logic, it is safe to assume that the technologies we have now will be even more powerful 10 years from now as access to more data becomes available. One example of this concept can be found in observing the development of self-driving cars and interconnected smart cities. The underlying component that makes these things possible is the volume of data that can be collected and analyzed to improve the performance of AI systems. Data analysis usually relies on two kinds of information, structured data and unstructured data. To really comprehend AI systems, it is important to recognize the key differences between these two types of data. Traditionally, structured data has been used more often than unstructured. Structured data includes simple data inputs like numerical values, dates, currencies, or addresses. Unstructured data includes data types that are more complicated to analyze, such as text, images, and video. However, the development of AI tools has made it possible to analyze more kinds of unstructured data, and the resulting analyses can then be used to make recommendations and predictions. Powerful analytics will allow us to apply AI tools throughout society in the future. Merrill Lynch has estimated that between 80 and 90% of all of the business data in the world is unstructured, meaning that the analysis of this particular type of data is extremely valuable. Results from analysis of this unstructured data could lead to a number of advantages in our modern society, including better healthcare options, safer traffic patterns, and increased access to education, among others. Use of data in business and society. Big data is also helping large companies to improve their internal and external operations. Kai-Fu Lee, a venture capitalist and CEO of Cinnovation Ventures, illustrates the reasons why data is critical to large tech companies in a description of 5 steps that companies use to improve their AI solutions. 1. Obtaining more data. The Google search engine encompasses a huge amount of data. Likewise, Facebook would not be such a powerful social network without having access to data on people's social trends. The key idea here is that tech companies can create services that are so powerful and useful that people are willing to allow their data to be used by the service. 2. Better AI-trained product. With Google and Facebook, your experience as a user is custom-tailored to be relevant and useful to you. This is possible because of AI-based tools that craft a personalized experience. 3. Greater number of users. When users have a good experience with a product or service, they tend to recommend it to their friends. 4. Higher revenues. A larger number of users almost always means access to more revenue. 5. Access to high-quality data scientists and machine learning experts. As companies grow in revenue, they are better able to attract some of the world's top experts in AI. Eventually, the more data scientists and machine learning experts that come to work for a company, the more significant their research in AI can be, which then allows the company to become not only more valuable, but also better prepared for the future. These 5 steps are illustrated in Figure 1.7, which you can download at lasseroihiainen.com/PDF. Although American tech companies were specifically used in the example, these steps are also valuable to other international companies that rely on AI, such as Alibaba, Baidu, and Tencent. Because data is such a vital piece in the development of AI, many experts have demanded that big tech companies should release at least some of the data that they process, so that a greater number of useful applications and products can also leverage this information. While this notion brings about significant questions to be answered, it is an unmistakable fact that in the future, it will be important to have data sets like these available for the continued development of AI products and services. This chapter offers just a short introduction to the importance of data for AI. But hopefully, as you listen, you'll begin to think about the potential AI-based applications that you could design or develop in the future. As with many other topics in this book, if this concept has caught your attention, I recommend that you dive deeper into learning more about it in detail. Question number 5. How rapidly is artificial intelligence technology growing? As you may already know, computers are becoming more and more powerful and can now handle even the most complex tasks. Not only are they able to work faster and more efficiently, but they are also starting to be able to do things that once required a human, including language translation, composing music, and even driving cars. You may have seen headlines in the news about some of the things machines powered by artificial intelligence can do. However, if you were to consider all the tasks that AI-powered machines could actually perform, it would be quite mind-boggling. One of the key features of artificial intelligence is that it enables machines to learn new things, rather than requiring programming specific to new tasks. Therefore, the core difference between computers of the future and those of the past is that future computers will be able to learn and self-improve. In the near future, smart virtual assistants like Apple's Siri and Amazon's Alexa will know more about you than your closest friends or family members do. Can you imagine how that might change our lives? These kinds of changes are exactly why it is so important to recognize the implications that new technologies will have for our world. One easy way to get a sense of the kinds of things computers are learning to do is by reviewing some of the ways that AI-powered computers have been able to conquer some of the world's best human competitors in a variety of games. For example, in 1996, IBM's Deep Blue won against the world's best chess player, Garry Kasparov. In 2011, IBM's Watson won against the best Jeopardy players. In 2016, Google's DeepMind won against the world's best Go player. In 2017, Lebradas, an artificial intelligence program developed by Carnegie Mellon University, won against the world's best poker players. And also in 2017, AlphaGo Zero, developed by DeepMind, reached the highest level of Go without any human data, simply by teaching itself how to play. This last achievement, in which DeepMind, a leading AI research company owned by Google, was able to create an AI Go player that learned the game from scratch, was quite a big deal. Although in this instance, AI was used simply to master a game, similar technologies will be employed in the future to do things like research cures for terminal diseases. An important milestone in AI development occurred in June of 2018. The nonprofit AI research company OpenAI announced that it had created AI technology that was able to beat the top human teams in the multiplayer strategic game Dota 2. What makes this news so amazing is the speed at which this AI was able to learn how to do this. The company taught the AI players to train by playing the game amongst themselves. And by doing this, they were able to acquire in one day the same amount of knowledge and skills that it would take a human 180 years to learn. American businessman and philanthropist Bill Gates has confirmed that this was a very significant achievement for AI development, as it was the first time that AI has managed to beat humans at a game requiring teamwork and collaboration. This accomplishment also says a lot about the future possibilities of AI, which may include solving complex, real-life problems. If artificial intelligence continues developing at its current pace, could we possibly be able to imagine what the world will be like in just 30 to 50 years? Although it is difficult to make such distant predictions, in this book we will analyze the ways in which AI will change our world in the near future, particularly during the next 3 to 10 years. However, it is interesting to keep in mind that since AI learns in an exponential way, and humans tend to think linearly, it is almost impossible for us to imagine the true extent of AI's future potential. AI-powered ambient computing. Artificial intelligence is becoming increasingly better at performing different tasks in the background, without us even noticing it, and this ability will improve exponentially over time. In other words, in the future, as AI continues to become more and more efficient, we will become less and less aware of it, a phenomenon known as ambient computing. Ambient computing refers to a digital environment in which sensors, devices, and intelligent systems use AI to perform complex tasks without us even knowing it. Because AI-powered devices are becoming smaller, we will be able to physically see less and less of them while they do their jobs in the background. Also, as intelligent systems become more advanced at communicating with each other through the Internet of Things, AI will be able to perform more functions with greater efficiency behind the scenes. In addition, as voice commands continue to become more commonplace, there will be less of a demand for devices that require typing, such as smartphones. Because of this, all the big technology companies are working on developing new personal assistants that can work well in an ambient computing environment, so that many of the tasks we use our smartphones for today will eventually be performed in the background. All of these factors will contribute to the rapid growth of ambient computing. Our daily lives will be interconnected with various businesses and services that will work for us automatically, without the need for us to actively request it, and sometimes without us even realizing it. Here is one practical example of how this might work, as described by the online news site VentureBeat. A heart monitor embedded in your shirt provides real-time data to a cardiologist, who can then send updated prescriptions to your pharmacist, who can, in turn, send an alert to your smartwatch while you're driving home to say that your medications are ready to pick up. Then, your GPS can automatically update itself to route you to the pharmacy, where you arrive in your self-driving car and pay for the prescription using your smartphone. It's highly likely that by around 2025 to 2027, so many things in our daily lives will function in an ambient environment that it will be a bit the way electricity is today. Something that is always working in the background, which we never think about until it stops working. Question number 6. What is the fourth industrial revolution, and how is it related to artificial intelligence? The staggering growth of technology is dramatically affecting our societies and business landscapes around the world. It is changing how we live, work, enjoy our free time, and communicate with others. In recent years, there has been an enormous digital revolution, which initially began in the 1980s with the rise of personal computers and the birth of the Internet. Today, there are several new technologies that are little known by the public, but are already beginning to impact how we live and conduct business. This adds to the complexity of a world in which it is challenging just to keep up with the innovations we do know about. Further complicating matters, many of these emergent technologies can also be combined, leading to exponential growth across multiple categories. One of the most important modern technologies that will greatly impact our world is artificial intelligence. However, there are also a multitude of other noteworthy technologies that will change lives, including 3D printing, robotics, the Internet of Things, autonomous vehicles, nanotechnology, and quantum computing. Personally, I find all of these new technologies to be extremely fascinating, and I am convinced that each will offer significant benefits for all of mankind. At the same time, they will likely cause us to face a lot of confusion and new challenges, as new technologies are often implemented at a faster rate than the average person takes to understand them. Klaus Schwab, founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, was the first to call this new era the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Figure 1.8 highlights the primary characteristics of the first, second, third, and fourth industrial revolutions. You can download a PDF that includes this image at lasserohiainen.com/PDF. Some experts believe that the technologies included in the fourth industrial revolution are generally of equal importance. However, I would argue that artificial intelligence is at the core of this particular revolution, making it the most important element and a subject about which we should all learn as much as we can. With electricity becoming easily accessible, mass production and assembly lines were introduced during the Second Industrial Revolution. Andrew Ng, a leading expert in the fields of artificial intelligence and machine learning, has been quoted as saying, "Artificial intelligence is the new electricity." Essentially, this means that AI is the crucial element for this era and will be used to power other technologies as it becomes embedded in our lives. There are incredible opportunities available to anyone who truly understands the potential created by the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Want to be relevant in the future job market or create a successful business venture? Start studying artificial intelligence, 3D printing, robotics, the Internet of Things, autonomous vehicles, nanotechnology, and quantum computing, and you'll have more opportunities at your fingertips than you could ever fulfill. However, as previously mentioned, we will also face challenges in the new technological landscape. Klaus Schwab argues that the speed at which these new technologies will affect our world can cause a number of problems. Humans tend to experience things at a linear pace, so the exponential growth of innovations currently being developed makes it hard to keep up. An additional challenge comes from the way that technological growth can change our lives very quickly and dramatically. How can we cope with these new kinds of changes? While it is important to learn as much as possible about each new technology, it is also crucial that we make an effort to appreciate the characteristics that make us uniquely human. Valuing skills like social intelligence, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Lastly, we are faced with the challenge of not only understanding these technologies, but also of knowing how to use them well. For many years, literacy was the most valuable currency necessary to succeed in life. Within the last few years, however, Digital literacy and the ability to understand digital marketing have become the primary skills needed to help people achieve success. I would argue that, in the short term, artificial intelligence literacy and an understanding of the technologies of the Fourth Industrial Revolution are the key skills that people need to develop. As we learn new things, it is also important to share as much of this knowledge as we can with those around us. To delve deeper into these concepts, one great resource for learning about the impacts of the Fourth Industrial Revolution and AI is the book The Fourth Industrial Revolution by Klaus Schwab. Question number 7. What are the most common advantages and disadvantages of AI? As AI technologies continue to grow and impact our lives and businesses, we need to take a holistic view of these developments, understanding both the positive and negative effects that such growth creates. As I mentioned in various chapters throughout this book, one of the major challenges presented by the growth of AI is the way it is portrayed in the mainstream media. Because sensationalized news stories that generate fear tend to garner more coverage, some of those related to AI can bring about an unwarranted sense of panic about it. At the same time, there are some genuine disadvantages of AI which are valid cause for concern that don't receive enough coverage. For example, one of the most significant disadvantages of AI, which we should all be aware of and concerned about, is the enormous number of workers who will lose their jobs to AI and automation. Although this is a real problem which needs to be addressed quickly, it does not receive enough attention in the mainstream media. Instead, a great deal of the news coverage highlights the economic benefits and business opportunities that AI can bring. While I obviously welcome these positive aspects of AI, I think it is far more important to focus on the urgent need for re-education of the working population so that they can acquire the more human skills that will be needed for the job market of the future. One of the most significant applications of AI will take place in the field of healthcare. We can safely say that over the coming years, AI technologies will be used to save lives, improve health, and help us discover cures for serious diseases. However, there are many other important benefits to AI that are often forgotten about. Here are just 8 advantages that AI can offer, all of which are covered more in depth throughout the book. 1. AI and poverty. AI will be used to fight extreme poverty and improve quality of life for people in remote areas. 2. AI and everyday life. AI and robotics can take on tasks that are dangerous, boring, or difficult for humans. 3. AI and education. Artificial intelligence has the potential to create personalized and highly effective educational systems. 4. AI and travel. AI will power autonomous vehicles, which will help to generate improved traffic efficiency, cheaper mobility options, and greater safety on the streets. 5. AI and world peace. AI research and development can be used to help in the quest for world peace. 6. AI and business opportunities. AI will create amazing opportunities for entrepreneurs and businesses worldwide and also increase productivity. 7. AI and business processes. AI will generate improvements to almost every business process. And finally, 8. AI and industries. AI will drastically transform almost every commercial industry. As is the case with all new technologies, it is also important to critically analyze the negative impacts AI may have. Arguably, the most daunting challenge we will face due to the AI explosion is how it might change us as humans. As AI technology continues to grow, it will become increasingly more vital for us to recognize and celebrate the traits that are innate to humans, a concept that is covered in various parts of this book as well. 8 additional challenges that will be addressed throughout the book include 1. AI and the job market. AI will significantly change the job market and might create a considerable amount of job losses. 2. AI and loneliness. The growth and development of AI will most likely increase loneliness and isolation for many people. 3. AI and ethics. it is of the utmost importance to establish ethical guidelines regarding the development and use of AI-powered products and services. 4. AI and political propaganda. AI is already being used for political propaganda, and this practice is only increasing over time. 5. AI and geopolitical inequality. The growth of AI could lead to significant geopolitical inequalities around the world. 6. AI and fear. The rapid growth of AI is generating a lot of unnecessary public fear and confusion. 7. AI and weaponization. Unfortunately, AI can be weaponized, creating serious challenges that must be addressed quickly. And finally, 8. AI and hype. There is a great deal of hype surrounding AI, which many perceive as an exaggeration of the possible benefits of AI. The list of advantages and disadvantages is endless, and I hope that listening to this book will spark your interest in creativity. All in all, I always recommend considering the growth of AI as something that will be extremely powerful for the world in general, as long as we take the time necessary to tackle the challenges that will accompany it. Question number 8. How can you apply AI in your life? Historically, those who knew how to read and write have had better opportunities to get ahead in life than those who did not. I believe that the same thing will soon begin to happen with artificial intelligence. Those who understand AI and how to apply it appropriately will have more opportunities than those who don't. For this reason, I encourage you to think about the ways that you might be able to apply AI in your life. You should also consider how you can better understand the kinds of developments that will take place as AI continues to grow, and how they will impact you and the world. Is there an application or service that you could create using AI? What common problems do you and those in your community face that might be able to be solved with AI? I would personally argue that in any new endeavor that you undertake, you should consider how you might use AI to accomplish it. For example, if you want to open a new business, think about the ways in which you might be able to incorporate AI into it so that your business can be competitive in the era of AI. Understanding the big picture and how things will be changed by AI in the future will help you tremendously, both professionally and personally. Because AI can be applied to so many areas of life and provide so many benefits, I've created a simple framework, illustrated in Figure 1.9, that you can download at lasseroihianen.com/PDF. You. In an era where we are surrounded by technology, it is so essential to take care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally. Reserving enough time for self-improvement will allow you more creative space with which to develop your AI-related ideas. Also, creativity and social skills will be more valuable in the future because humans can master these better than robots and AI products. Therefore, it is important that you mark it as an objective to improve your creative and social skills. World. Try to seek out solutions for the common good by considering problems that are faced by your community and the world. What is the true meaning and purpose of your AI idea? If you are only looking to make money, your idea will probably not go very far. However, if instead it offers real meaning and benefit to others, it will likely be much more successful. Artificial intelligence. Finally, think about how your idea can apply AI and who might be able to help you with your project. Don't think that you can't use AI just because you don't have technical experience or a degree in a relevant field. Today, almost anyone with a good idea can create interesting products and solutions because it is easier than ever to hire talented AI professionals, which we'll talk about in Chapter 5. The most essential skill is understanding the big picture of how AI can be applied in so many different ways and how the world around you will change as a result of its development. I hope that this framework both inspires and excites you to begin working with AI. Artificial intelligence is the kind of field that spawns more and more ideas the deeper you delve into it. I also encourage you to use it as a general framework for your own personal development, It is important to focus on your personal well-being while fostering skills that will become more valuable in the future, including creativity, social intelligence, and resilience. It is also vital to consider the ways that your ideas could help and serve others. This will not only increase your chances of attracting quality talent to your project and achieving success, but will also enable you to enjoy a higher degree of personal fulfillment from your project. Lastly, knowing the technical aspects of artificial intelligence can be valuable, but it is even more important to have the skills and abilities to recognize the ways that AI will change our world in the near future. Question number 9. Who are the most interesting artificial intelligence experts to follow? As the artificial intelligence industry grows, there is increasing access to a number of talented experts who are willing to share their insights into the development of AI. One of the best ways to keep up with the latest and most important updates in AI is to seek out the opinions of different industry leaders and follow those you're most interested in learning from. Next is a list of 16 of my favorite AI experts to follow. Almost all of them have written books on the subject, sharing a variety of important perspectives. Many of them have also given speeches about the topic at conferences and seminars, which you can view on YouTube. 1. Gerd Leonhard. This futuristic European author and speaker shares interesting insights into the ways that technology can change our future and how we can respond to those changes. I personally enjoy following his work as he takes a humanistic approach, placing his focus on the unique characteristics of humanity over technology, rather than the other way around. Leonhard's work also played a substantial part in inspiring me to write this book. His website is futuristgerd.com. That's futuristgerd.com. His book is Technology versus Humanity: The Coming Clash Between Man and Machine. 2. Andrew Ng. This world-renowned expert in machine learning and deep learning is the co-chairman and co-founder of Coursera, an adjunct professor at Stanford University, and the head of AI research for Baidu. Also one of the most highly respected educators on the technical aspects of deep learning, he teaches courses on the subject through Coursera, which can be accessed at deeplearning.ai. His website is andrewng.org. That's andrewng.org. You can read his publications at andrewng.org/publications. 3. Stuart Russell. Considered to be an AI pioneer, Stuart Russell is a leading AI researcher and professor of computer science at the University of California, Berkeley. Russell has presented numerous papers and speeches relating to the creation of safer AI, which can be viewed on YouTube. His website is people.eecs.berkeley.edu/Russell. That's people.eecs.berkeley.edu/RUSSELL. His book is Artificial Intelligence, A Modern Approach. 4. Elon Musk. This CEO and co-founder of Tesla is one of the most prominent speakers on the topic of the potential pitfalls of AI. He founded OpenAI Research, a nonprofit company committed to discovering and enacting a path to safe artificial intelligence technologies. His website is openai.com. That's openai.com. 5. Yuval Noah Harari. Israeli historian who has recently become famous thanks to his internationally best-selling books Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind, and Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow. Harari's latest book, 21 Lessons for the 21st Century, examines what the next 30 to 50 years could look like and the impact that artificial intelligence could have on humans. His website is ynharari.com. That's ynharari.com. His book is 21 Lessons for the 21st Century. 6. Demis Hassabis. Founder and CEO of DeepMind, a leading artificial intelligence research firm purchased by Google in 2014, this British neuroscientist is one of the top AI researchers and experts in the world. His website is demishassabis.com. That's DemisHassabis.com. You can read his publications at demishassabis.com/publications. 7. Max Tegmark. This Swedish-American cosmologist and professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology is also the president of the Future of Life Institute. He has written over 200 technical papers on topics ranging from cosmology to artificial intelligence. His website is futureoflife.org/team. That's futureoflife.org/team. His book is Life 3.0, Being Human in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. 8. Kai-Fu Lee. This Taiwanese venture capitalist and CEO of Sunovation Ventures developed the world's first speaker-independent continuous speech recognition system as part of his PhD thesis at Carnegie Mellon University. He is recognized as one of the leading experts on AI technologies in China. His website is sinovationventures.com. That's sinovationventures.com. His book is AI Superpowers, China, Silicon Valley, and the New World Order. 9. Fei-Fei Li, Ph.D. As the director of the Stanford Artificial Intelligence Lab and the Stanford Vision Lab, Fei-Fei Li is one of the leading experts in computer vision. She is also the chief scientist of artificial intelligence and machine learning for Google Cloud. Her website is vision.stanford.edu/Fei-Fei Li. That's vision.stanford.edu/Fei-Fei-Li. 10. Jen Wortman Vaughn. As a senior researcher for Microsoft Research who specializes in machine learning and algorithmic economics, Jen Wortman Vaughn focuses on the ways that AI can augment human capabilities. Her website is jenwv.com. That's jenwv.com. 11. Nuria Oliver, Ph.D. Known for her work in computational models of human behavior and big data for social good, Oliver is a fellow of the European Association of Artificial Intelligence and the co-inventor of 40 patents. She is currently the Director of Research for Data Science at Vodafone. Her website is nuriaoliver.com. That's nuriaoliver.com. 12. Oren Etzioni. As the CEO of the Allen Institute for Artificial Intelligence, Oren Etzioni is believed to be the first to have coined the term machine reading and was the creator of the first commercial AI agent for comparison shopping. His website is allenai.org/team/Oren E. That's allenai.org/team/Oren E. 13. Eric Brynjolfsson. Director of the MIT, also known as the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Initiative on the Digital Economy, and the author of the books Machine Platform Crowd, Harnessing Our Digital Future, and The Second Machine Age, Work, Progress, and Prosperity in a Time of Brilliant Technologies. Brynjolfsson has a unique talent for communicating about complex AI topics in a simple and easy-to-understand manner. His website is ebusiness.mit.edu/Eric. That's ebusiness.mit.edu Erik. His books are Machine Platform Crowd, Harnessing Our Digital Future, and The Second Machine Age, Work, Progress, and Prosperity in a Time of Brilliant Technologies. 14. Sebastian Thrun, Chairman and co-founder of Udacity, the leading online training platform for AI, machine learning, and deep learning education. Thrun also founded Google X and Google's self-driving car team. His website is robots.stanford.edu. That's robots.stanford.edu. 15. Nick Bostrom. This Swedish philosopher and the director of the Future of Humanity Institute is the author of Superintelligence: Paths, Dangers, and Strategies. Bostrom is also an expert in so-called superintelligence, who highlights the importance of controlling AI when it gets to an advanced level of intelligence. His website is nickbostrom.com. That's nickbostrom.com. His book is Superintelligence: Paths, Dangers, Strategies. And finally, 16, Neil Jacobstein. Chairman of the Artificial Intelligence and Robotics track at Singularity University, Jacobstein has consulted on AI research and development projects for organizations including DARPA, NSF, NASA, NIH, EPA, DOE, and the U.S. Army and Air Force. His website is su.org/facility-speakers/Neil-Jacobstein. That's su.org/facultyspeakers/Neil-Jacobstein. In addition to those listed above, there are many other leading AI experts who have a lot to contribute to our understanding and are worth following. Question number 10. What are some key AI terms? Algorithm: the step-by-step method that a computer uses to complete each task. Since a computer understands numbers best, the steps are put together as mathematical equations. For example, if X equals 1, then blank. Artificial neural networks: the term used to refer to AI systems that simulate connected neural units, modeling the way neurons interact in the brain. Cognitive computing: a commonly used synonym for artificial intelligence, especially by IBM. Cognitive science: a discipline that examines the various processes of the human brain, such as linguistics, information processing, and decision-making. The goal is to discover more about cognition. Computer vision: the technology that enables computers to have sight and recognize what they are seeing. Examples of products that rely on this technology in order to work properly include facial recognition applications, self-driving cars, and drones. Computer vision accuracy has improved significantly in recent years, better allowing many AI-powered products to actually see. Deep learning: the use of neural networks consisting of many layers of large numbers, millions of artificial neurons. Deep learning is perfect for projects involving huge, complex data sets. Expert system: a computer system that models the decision-making ability of a human expert. Expert systems are rule-based and normally use if-then statements. Natural language generation, also called NLG. The ability of software to turn structured data into understandable written text, similar to that of a human being, but at a much faster pace of thousands of pages per second. NLG is a form of natural language processing, also called NLP, and has been increasing in popularity lately, as it can be used to produce a wide variety of outcomes such as product descriptions, financial reports, or news stories. Natural language processing, also called NLP, the ability of computers to recognize and understand human language as it is spoken, and to take action based on spoken instructions. This is the basic technology used by Siri, Google Assistant, Amazon Alexa, and other smart personal assistants. Due to improvements in NLP technology, products like smart personal assistants, translation services, and chatbots now have greater understanding abilities, making them more useful to humans. Speech recognition. The technology that enables computers to recognize and translate spoken language into text. Turing test. The classic test, developed by mathematician Alan Turing to ascertain whether a computer has the ability to think like a human. This test is basically an imitation game in which a person tries to figure out whether they are communicating with a computer or another person. These are just some of the many AI-related words and phrases you may start to hear more of in the future. Weak AI, strong AI, and super AI. One other significant AI-related concept is that there are three main levels of artificial intelligence. These levels are artificial narrow intelligence, artificial general intelligence, and artificial superintelligence. Artificial narrow intelligence, also called weak AI, is basically the present-day AI that we are currently using. This consists of basic applications of AI like Amazon product recommendations, Facebook news feeds, and self-driving cars, just to name a few. Basically, the idea is that AI is good at performing one single task, but cannot handle multiple domains simultaneously and does not have human-level intelligence. Artificial general intelligence, or strong AI, which has not yet been achieved, refers to AI that can perform tasks across domains as skillfully and flexibly as humans can. The aim of artificial general intelligence is to build thinking machines with intelligence comparable to that of the human mind. AI experts have conflicting opinions on when we will achieve artificial general intelligence, and some, including Google's research director Peter Norvig, believe that it will never be achieved. Artificial superintelligence, according to Swedish philosopher and AI expert Nick Bostrom, will be achieved when AI becomes significantly smarter than the smartest humans in virtually every field. Much of the news and mainstream media focuses on predictions about when we will reach artificial general intelligence or artificial superintelligence, or, in other words, when AI will become equally as or more intelligent than humans. These type of discussions can create a sense of worry or even panic in some people. In this book, we don't spend a lot of time on those possible future scenarios, but rather on how AI is being applied right now, as well as its potential applications and the changes they will likely generate in the future. Artificial intelligence technologies and applications have started to become a leading topic in the news. Unfortunately, there are a lot of misleading stories and articles that have generated widespread confusion among the general public. One of the best and most trustworthy sources of up-to-date AI-related news is the AI Index. This comprehensive website presents a wide array of reliable information about AI, including the latest trends and insights from leading AI experts like Sebastian Thrun, Eric Brynjolfsson, Kai-Fu Lee, and Andrew Ng. This website can be found at AIindex.org. Again, that's AIindex.org.